The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Because Ross Maguire is a barrister. He is also the founder of New Beginning, which provides social and affordable housing to local authorities. They began life in 2010 helping people in mortgage distress. And let me read a quote from Ross. The official response to the mortgage crisis is still to ensure a financial crisis does not recur. This is fine, but there's a grave risk of the ill being misdiagnosed and the medicine meted out, causing real, lasting and unnecessary damage. Ross, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kieran.
What were you talking about there in terms of the misdiagnosis?
Hundreds of thousands of people in this country who cannot get a mortgage, who have to pay much more than they would have to pay in a mortgage to rent properties. There's been a deliberate, and it is deliberate, effort by the state authorities in the form of the central bank to prevent middle income earners getting mortgages. It's a deliberate thing. It's not by accident, it's deliberate.
And those deliberate rules are a 90% loan to value for first time buyers and 3.5 times your income as well in terms of what they're like. They're the big ticket item.
Yeah, 3.5 times your income to the value of the property.
Yes.
So that's the way it works. It's pretty unique. That doesn't happen in other countries. And the result is that it costs, you know, $2,000, $2,100, $2,200 to rent. Your next door neighbour owns the property and they pay $1,300 or €1,400. So we're the only country in the world, I think, where it costs substantially more to rent than to buy. And that is a deliberate effort by the state through the central bank to prevent middle income earners owning their homes. And because it's such a huge thing to prevent such a big group of people ever owning homes, you think that this would be, you know, at least discussed, but it isn't. It's done by a bunch of economists in the central bank who've decided that, you know, the last have diagnosed the problems the last time as excess lending, deciding, well, that's not going to happen again, and therefore a huge part of the community, ordinary men and women who earn decent money, 70, 80,000 euros a year, up and down the country, are excluded from the mortgage market. They cannot buy their own homes.
Well, if you want the return of 100% mortgages and people to be loaned more money, I suppose you're going to have to make a fairly strong case, because there'd be a lot of people who would have supported the introduction of these measures. They would have felt reckless lending is how we ended up in the problem before. So, and is Ross not calling for a reintroduction, more reckless lending?
Yeah. So you know, having spent 10 or more years in this space, I think that when you look at people who bought their homes, not investors, but people who bought their homes, despite the biggest financial disaster of a century, almost everybody muddled through in some way. So homeowners are very different to investors. They're very different to the buy-to-let merchants. They're very different to the equity release people who go off and do crazy things. It's just the people who bought a home, you know, were hit by the terrible financial crash, but got back up and going. And almost all of those mortgages will be fully repaid. Homeowners are different to investors. Buying a home is a life. It's like a marriage. It's much more than just about money. And to deny these people, this huge group of our society, these 30-year-olds, these 35-year-olds, to deny them access to credit is really unforgivable. And it is having huge effects in either the political system, in the society in general. Because if you're 34, 35, you've been working hard for years, you've got a good job, you're earning good income, and there's no way that you can buy a house. Meanwhile, you're having to pay much more than you would had you a mortgage. That's a sort of, I would be deeply, deeply upset if that was me. I don't know how people put up with it.
So when you talk about misdiagnosis, it's that the central bank imposed rules on everyone when the problem 15 years ago was that the banks lent recklessly to investors rather than homeowners.
And also the central bank have kind of just taken a very blunt tool. So when you come to mortgages, right, there's three elements to a mortgage. The first is the amount of money you're borrowing. The second is the interest rate. And the third is the term. And they're only looking at one, the amount you borrow. So, for example, a property, say somebody was to borrow 400,000 euros tomorrow, right, that'd pretty much buy them any first-time house, any house anywhere. That's a big mortgage. And people would say, oh, that's a crazy amount of money for somebody to buy. The truth is, Kieran, that costs about 1,500 euros a month. Mm. And the same house to rent is going to cost 2,200 euros a month. There are thousands of people who can and prove they can afford 1,500 euros a month because they're paying much more on rent, who are absolutely flatly denied access to that.
What defenders of these rules might say is they're at the pin of their collar, though, paying that rent. And what you're advocating for is changing these rules simply because the rental system is broken.
No, I'm saying that you know, somebody who can afford 1,500 euros a month should be allowed borrow 1,500 or allowed borrow an amount which equates to 1,500 euros a month. They shouldn't be denied that if they can repay it. But the system is conspiring against them and is saying no. So in order to borrow 400,000 euros today, the Irish system would say you have to be earning about 120,000 euros. That excludes a huge amount of people. But if you say, can somebody afford 1,500 euros a month? Well, then that's somebody at 65 or 70,000 euros could afford that. That's the maths. Today, unlike in the past, interest rates are low, so people can fix in very long-term interest rates at 2.5%, and people can borrow over the long-term. There's no problem in borrowing for 25 or 30 years because these are the forever homes. This is where people are going to live. But the central bank, without a democratic mandate, these are boffins. Mm. You wouldn't even know these people's names. They have decided this is the way it is. Probably, you know, if I was being probably slightly unfair, but I mean, they're going to make sure that they're not going to get blamed again. So the way to make sure that there isn't excess lending is have no lending.
They're covering their own arses.
Well, that's... Yes. And the result is tonight, thousands and thousands of people, the length and breadth of this country, will be in rental accommodation and they should be able to buy their own homes. That seems to me a staple in any society, in any stable society, that people can buy their own homes. And that is being denied to middle income and lower income people.
Is there not a more fundamental problem, though, of supply? And without that supply, what you're advocating makes the price problem worse. That you like, if the central bank said Ross is right, let's put in place the rules he wants to put in place, then immediately you flood the market with people who can suddenly buy homes, and there are not homes there to buy it.
Yeah, so that is true, but demand and supply go together. So the builders will say, we cannot build homes because there are no buyers. I may want to buy a house, but that isn't demand. If I don't have the money to buy it, it isn't demand. It's just a desire. So the builders up and down the country are saying, we have sites, we have planning permission, we're ready to go, but we can't build them because there's nobody to buy them. And the reason there's nobody to buy them is that middle income group are being denied access to credit. I mean, the truth is, Kieran, nobody has 300,000, nobody has 400,000. The mortgage market is a way of letting people have access to, you know, homes payable over the very long term. And that's a tried and trusted system. We are fighting last year's war and we're creating awful, awful, terrible difficulties for ordinary, hardworking people all over this country.
You're not the only one making this argument. Some of the PLCs, I see Cairnholmes today, it's been reported as well, calling for a relaxation of these rules the same reasons. Now, what people will say is, hold on, Ross Maguire must be in bed with these property developers. Like, this is Fianna Fáil 10 stuff all over again, people trying to feather their own nest.
Yeah, well, I'm not in bed with Cairn or any of them, but I what they're doing, they seem to be doing, is the maths. And they're saying they are building houses in Dublin today which would cost somebody 1,300 or 1,400 euros to own. Those same houses are being rented at 2,200. That's a fact. So that is, you know, arse about face. We have it where now renting is costing more than buying. And they're pointing to the fact that that is the case. They're also pointing to the fact that their returns are very low. So they're not making money. And because they're PLCs, you've got full transparency as to what they earn. So in a way, I think, you know, people might say, oh, there's old developers of the past and all that kind of talk. But the reality is, stepping back, there are people tonight paying 2,200 euros in rent and they could own that house for 1,300 and they're being denied it by the system.
Well, I'm sure some of those people are listening to this show and I'd love to hear their views. 53106, Ross Maguire, barrister, founder of New Beginning as well. Ross, pleasure as always. And thanks a million for coming into us here in studio.